Kids out back on the fan. We told you about a Mets news, a little note. We'll give you that here and then get back to the calls. And we'll take your calls on the Knicks. I see somebody, a couple people want to talk about the Knicks loss. We mentioned that before. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. This according to Will Salmon, BT of The Athletic. The Mets met with Tanner Scott. That according to league sources. So there's at least some appetite for exploring the top of the reliever market. Though it doesn't mean that they're ultimately going to add. Andy Martino also said the same thing yesterday on Baseball Night in New York with me, that he would think the Mets weren't going to be involved in a high-end starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case with the relievers, that he believes the Mets will at least be involved. Does it mean that they get them? Who knows, but they'll be involved in the high-end relievers here, which would be nice. I mean, they need to actually build the bullpen here. It can't be Soto and nothing else. I mean, the Mets, I respect the discipline that David Stearns has, but they got to start building a team. Spring training is next month.
It's coming.
They don't have any players yet.
It's been a little quiet.
When I say they don't have any players yet, I mean that I still think they need another arm in the rotation.
So do I.
They need an entire bullpen.
Three arms in the bullpen.
At least. Now, they're not going to get three big arms, but if you get one big one and then...
McGill goes to the bullpen. They don't need more than three.
But they need to figure out the bullpen, and they need at least one bat, really maybe two, because they need to either bring Pete back or replace Pete, and then a DH.
It's very incomplete so far.
Listen,
you got to figure out first base. I don't love, I know he's going to be there. I don't love Nimmo in left, but okay. You know, the center fielder, Siri, is interesting. If he's playing once or twice a week, he can run. He's got some pop. I don't want him starting for you every day. Maybe it's Acuna. Maybe it's not. Maybe there's a trade. Maybe Acuna's at second. Maybe they trade McNeil. You know, and if they don't get Pete, do they bounce Vientos over to first? And if they do, who goes and plays third? There's still, for the amazing start to the offseason for the Mets, and it was as amazing as it could possibly be, you know, getting Juan Soto. They've done nothing since. Well, the retention of Sean Manaea was big, too.
Yeah.
Very big.
Yeah.
But I think Sean Manaea is going to be really good this year. I think he's going to have a couple of good years. That new windup is interesting to me. They got more to do.
Yeah. Well, they got to build them. And I'm not usually a high-end reliever guy in free agency.
Yeah.
But they just need arms. So if you're going to get arms, you might as well go get one high-end reliever. I don't know if I love Tanner Scott, but he's better than
filthy. He's filthy, dude.
Well, whatever. It's not my money, so what's the difference? I just don't love... I would rather have spent that money on Walker Buehler, than Tanner Scott. Figure out the bullpen to a certain extent, but their bullpen is barren. They got
the bullpen.
Reed Garrett stinks. Yeah, I don't want to watch Reed Garrett again, but he's going to be a part of it. I mean, look at what they have there. It's Diaz or Bust basically right now. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Paul is in Danbury, Connecticut. Back to the football talk. Paul, who do you want for the Jets' next head coach?
I would love to see them get John Gruden. Nobody's talking about him anymore. I think he brings a lot more to the table than even Rex. I like Rex, but not again.
Oh no, John Gruden's better. No, John Gruden's just a better coach than Rex. But you know, the Jets aren't bringing him in. They haven't really had a conversation with him. I'm sure they've had one internally, and they made the decision not based on the stuff that's going on with Gruden around the NFL. I don't know that they have the appetite for it. But if you need a head coach and you need a CEO and you need a voice and with an offensive background and you know get a quarterback relationship, you can win with Rodgers now. You can go in a different direction and do that if you had to. To me, Gruden would have made a lot of sense. Not a home run hire that some people thought early, but a nice solid double in the gap, maybe more. But Gruden's not even on their radar, apparently.
Which just doesn't make any sense. For what I am looking for, I think Gruden would probably be number two. Pete Carroll be number one. Gruden be number two. Basically the same model, both Super Bowl winning head coaches. Program changers. I think Carroll is better, especially more recently than Gruden. So there would be some hesitation on Gruden. It's not a surefire thing where I feel more confident that Carroll would be, even at the age of 73. But I still think Gruden, even though it's not a surefire, would be better than a lot of the other options out there. At the very least, bring him in. And you start to go down the list. All my top choices, yours may be off the board with Vrabel, who knows, but the top choices start coming off the board, and then we're in the same spot again with the Jets. Now, there still happens to be good candidates out there, but again, you get down to the same spot where, what, is it going to be between Aaron Glenn and Rex Ryan? Oh, my God, that would be, to me, a problem.
Well, I think Flores would push, I would hope, from the, I don't know what the Jets are really thinking. From my perspective, Rex is just, It's a token conversation.
Right.
It's what I believe. So I think that they really view Flores as somebody that they would want to hire. I don't think that Rex would usurp Flores. Geez, if that's the case, that's a bigger problem than I think.
The only question, I guess, about Flores, or even maybe it's not even a question, but like the lawsuit thing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's employed by the NFL. Is it easier because he's in the background? You can get away with it?
I don't know.
I mean, he's still coaching.
I just feel like that's the only cloud in my mind surrounding him, because I freaking loved him.
Yeah.
When the Dolphins hired him. Yeah. I watched a lot of them. Yeah. His demeanor on the side and the way the team played. I loved Brian Flores.
Not everybody loves that disposition, though. I think it's a turnoff for some. I definitely do. I like it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if Woody then would like that. You feel like maybe not.
Well, I mean, because, you know, Rex is different. I think Flores is intense.
Oh, I love it.
Me too.
So you want for a football game. But, agreed. And also, he did have some success in Miami.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins have proven to be a horribly run franchise. So the negative talk surrounding Flores and his exit, to me, that's on them as a pathetic franchise, not on him.
Oh, dude, up until the last, you know, I know they took a big step back this year, but, you know, with McDaniel and the offense, outside of those 2 years where, really last year where they went bonkers, the Dolphins have basically been the Jets. You go and just look at all the general managers they've had, all the coaches they had, going back to Philbin, and all the quarterbacks that they've drafted and tried to work out. Like, they really, along with the Bills until the last, you know, the Bills have really been much better for a while, but that's why, like, the fact that Rex didn't win a lot of games in the division, even though Brady and Belichick was in his way, it's not like the Dolphins and the Bills were model franchises, and Rex still couldn't pump out double-digit wins. And speaking of double-digit win seasons, this is the one, back to Gruden, to tie that up in a bow from our last call. Like, it has been a long time since John Gruden has won at a high level in the NFL. So in 2005, he won 11 games, right? And then it was 4 wins, 9-9, 4-7, 8-8, and then 3-2 before he was out with the Raiders. That, I mean, 2005 is a long. Now it's not,
I know. I just still think he knows what he's doing.
Okay, but why?
Well, because he's done
it. Because he talks well.
No, because he's done it before.
All right, McCarthy's won a championship, too. John only has one.
I would take McCarthy.
Okay, but
those are the guys that I want. No doubt guys that have done it before. Doesn't mean they're guaranteed to do it again, but I don't have the question mark if they could do it, because they did do it. With Aaron Glenn, we have no idea what he's going to be.
I get that
part. Just for an example.
I get that. You know, I'll admit, I'm having a rough time, and Gruden's not even on the Jets' radar, so it's not worth really going to, even though people call up about him. But I do think that even for me, like, I don't know, I have a rough time stripping away Gruden, you know, the quarterback TV show that he used to do when they'd cut up film with the prospects, or Gruden, the very provocative voice on Monday Night Football, then Gruden with the scowl. And, like, again, it has been a long time since John Gruden's won.
Right.
So, and won regularly, even longer.
So if I ask you, what are your reservations about Gruden, it would be that he didn't win recently with Oakland?
I just feel like he's a little overrated.
Or with Vegas.
Yeah, with Vegas. Okay. Yeah, I think he's a little overrated.
And, which is why I would have Carroll ahead of him. If I ask you your reservations with Pete Carroll, it would be?
I wish he was a little bit younger.
Yeah, that's it. So, like, that's why, again, after the search, now you start going down the list. If they're not going to hire Carroll, okay, well, then who's next? Gruden. As you go down the list, there are going to be more question marks.
What's the reservation with Flores? Aside from the lawsuit, because that's the easy answer.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I don't really have one other than he's not as experienced or successful as the other guys that I would have atop my list. And that's not necessarily his fault. He hasn't had the opportunity to do that, which is why he's high on my list. But just Carroll, Gruden, you know, McCarthy, you want to throw those guys in there. That elk, and then underneath that, of the other guys,
tier two.
Yo, but still a top tier two would be Flores.
I don't know how you walk away with somebody like Matt Nagy and look Jet fans in the eyes and say, here we go.
A guy who's a complete, whatever the opposite of leader of men is. I'm not saying he couldn't be a good coordinator.
Yeah.
That's not you don't want him to be.
That would be so uninspiring.
Dean is in Staten Island. What's up, Dean?
DC Sal, what's going on, boys?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on? Real quick, because I got to run back into work, but this franchise makes me so sick that I just had to call in. The next head coaching hire, it's got to be a guy that has some cojones. I can't have another guy that just coddles players' hands or another guy that just go along, get along. And out of all the guys that are listed as the candidates that they're going to interview, Flores makes the most sense to me. He's the guy with the most integrity. I think he's a guy that when he walks into the room, he's respected. And that's all I want, is just another coach in this building that's respected by the players. Somebody's not worried about coddling Aaron Rodgers' hand or coddling Davante Adams' hands. We need guys that hold players' feet to the fire and are respected. And real quick on Woody Johnson, I don't know what this guy's thinking. You know, 3 years now, raising season ticket prices. I'm a season ticket holder. Mm. He must be snorting glue or something. But put out a garbage product for 3 straight years, and then you jack up season ticket prices on guys that are paying PSLs, which is a scam already. It's just unbelievable. This franchise makes me so sick to my stomach.
But, Dean, you know you had the option of not doing it. You know, I'm not trying to be a jerk to you. I get it. Man, you're a good caller. You called us before. I think I actually mentioned Staten Island. I know. You're a passionate dude. You don't have to do it. You know, Woody's not sticking a gun to your temple.
Yeah, but we
but
love
what?
Doing
you don't have
it.
To do it.
No, I know, but you can't give up. Like, we just love doing it.
No, I'm not saying
it.
You stop watching the Jets, but you don't have to pay these exorbitant fees. As a consumer, you've got the right. Just like you want to cut the cord with cable, cut the cord with the Jets. Right,
but some people do love, like, for me, yeah, for you, yeah, it's easy to say, well, I don't need to go to the game. But for somebody like Dean, who maybe has had these season tickets in his family for how many years, it's a way of life for them during the fall. You look forward to it.
I get that, too.
The problem is we as sports fans, or even just as citizens a lot of times, don't have any say over certain things. Like you said, like you try to take matters into your own hands, whether it's the cable situation, whether it's the PSLs or tickets. But like, if you want to watch the games, you're going to have to pay for them one way or another. You want to go to the games, you get whatever they put on the, whatever Woody Johnson decides the price is.
Yep.
If you want to go, unfortunately, you have to pay it. You can't yell and scream about it.
Yep.
You either choose not to go, to your point, or you just say, they got me, I'm going to go.
Yeah, well, that's like me screaming about the congestion tax, which sucks, and I think it's totally unfair, and it's disgraceful. But
might get on a train.
Yeah, I mean, my other option is to drive somewhere. I don't have a train in my town, so I got to drive somewhere, park it, get on a train.
That's what
beholden.
I do.
I know.
I hate it.
I hate that. Just be beholden to a schedule. Who the hell knows what's going to happen when you get on the train? Look at our producer Pete Hoffman's account today. Go to his X account. This was this morning. Was this the one train, Pete? The 9 train? What train was this again,
Pete?
The three.
This is the 3 train at 8:45 in the morning. This is not 3:17 on a Sunday night or, you know, a Sunday morning from Saturday night. This was a Tuesday morning during rush hour. There's just, it's disgrace. Just go check it out. It describes itself. I don't even have to describe it. But that's my option. So I can complain all I want, but if I don't decide to take the train, then after a while, I got to shut up and stop complaining.
I got to take the train because I can't. I'm not dealing with the prices even before this. And now Dove has a solution here. Dove, you guys want to be commuter buddies, you're saying, BT?
You know, I live around the corner from a train station, right by NJ Transit. Just come to me in the morning, give you some coffee, and we'll travel the trains together.
Take the train with you?
Yeah.
Or even better, Dove, you could BT could just pick you up, and then you guys could split the cost of the congestion price.
That's fair.
Dovey. Well, here's the other problem too. I appreciate the very generous offer, Dove. I'm gonna stick to my plan here. You know, I got to get out to St. John's a couple times a week, so I do need the car. Yeah, that's funny. I got to need the car, so it's not gonna work, Dove. I'm sorry.
What about you and I commuting together?
That'll be different. Still not going to work, but no.
It wouldn't be different. We don't want
to. I don't want to talk to anybody in the morning. I truly don't.
Would be cost effective, though.
I know it
like
would.
Like, I could drive to you.
I know.
And then we carpool together.
It's not terrible. Yeah. Like, if you want to do it during the summer, I just don't like to talk to anybody. I want to get in the car. I want to hear Jerry's update at 7:20, which is when I'm in the car. I want to sip my coffee, and then I want to, you know, listen to Boomer and Gio. Maybe they'll talk sports, and I'll stick with them. Nah, just kidding. I'll listen to them for a while. And, you know, they're having fun, and then I got to hear music. I don't want to talk to – I don't. My phone rings. I don't answer it. I don't want to talk to you. I don't even want to really talk to my wife in the morning. I don't.
I definitely don't want to.
Did you ever hear when Jerry and Al used to carpool together?
No.
They used to not speak to each other for an hour.
Yeah, I don't like to talk in the morning.
That's fine. Like, so you could do that. You could actually drive into work together
and not speak.
So we had a situation. This was the holiday week where you were out, and I did the Friday show with the Francesa kids.
Yep.
And Dove and I were leaving at the same time. And I drove in that day because it was a Friday, holiday week. I'm like, I'm not dealing with the train. And then at the end of the shift, Dove was like, oh, which way are you going home?
Oh, don't say he weaseled in.
No, but I then I was like, oh, well, I might be going this way. And he's like, oh, well, yeah, I live, you know, right off that road.
Oh, I mean, I'm going the other way, though. Okay.
Yeah. And I felt guilty, but, yeah, you know, I drove home by myself.
You left him there?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Was that a bad move, Dove?
Yeah, that's not a cool
move. No, Dove, to your credit.
That's not cool.
To Dove's credit, he did say, no, don't worry about it.
But he just felt embarrassed because you turned him down.
No, I didn't turn him down.
He could tell by body language you had no interest.
I had no problem with Sal, did. I didn't want to inconvenience him. And you know that I was really joking about telling you to come to my house in the morning.
I could have, Dove, if I would have said, I'll drive you home, you would have taken the ride, right?
Yeah, he would have. He would have, absolutely.
If you were driving down 3 anyway...
Right.
Then perhaps.
Yeah, I still wasn't sure. And then I was like, oh, now do I feel bad. I want to be a good teammate.
No, you didn't feel bad. You didn't want to talk to him.
To your point, like, I got to get in the car, call my wife, which I did, you know, for 40 minutes on the way home.
Why? That's your first mistake.
Well, that particular point, remember, it's a holiday week. I'm supposed to be on vacation. There's stuff going on that we got to tend to.
Because I feel like every time you get in the car, you tell us a story about how you called your wife. Then don't call her.
I don't
really call my wife when I get in the car.
Wow. Sometimes she'll call me. You know what I mean?
Don't answer.
Yeah. I feel, again, same thing. It's not even my wife. My mother's calling.
That's different. Like, Mama calls. We got to pick up the phone.
Point is, I stiffed over. I didn't give him a ride home, and I felt guilty about it.
I will say this. There are times I walk out with not just you guys, other people.
Yeah.
I'm walking to the path. It's cold outside. How about giving somebody a ride to the path station?
Okay, see? See? All right.
Start to beg a little bit now, Dovey.
BT and Sal on the bed. B2B house. What time you leave tomorrow, though? You'll be ready at 8? 888-808-1019. We come back. We'll have Brian Baldinger get his thoughts on who the Jets should hire, see what the Giants did as well, and maybe a little wild card weekend. BT and Sal on the fan.